Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mulhas. Batting second. The right fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The catcher, Johnny Heving. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dib Williams. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Kraus. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lou Kraus. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clint Brown. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Clint Brown. And now, play ball. Mulhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kramer moves to third. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kramer scores. Simmons moves to third. It's 1-0, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown juggles the ball. That's an error on Brown. Simmons scores. Fox moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Athletics. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Porter moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kraus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Morgan moves to second. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Cecil takes first base on ball 4. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus strikes out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett misplays the ball. That's an error on Burnett. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Rommel now pitching. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Porter moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Porter moves to third. Burnett moves to second. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 3, Indians, 3. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Myatt hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 0-for-1 in the game. Calm hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cecil moves to second. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0-for-1 in the game. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel takes first base on ball 4. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rommel moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rommel scores. Haas moves to second. It's 4-3, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Haas scores. Kramer moves to third. It's 5-3, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simmons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Burnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burnett moves to third. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Averill moves to second. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-2 in the game. Vosmick takes first base on ball 4. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Morgan hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burnett scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Athletics. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-2 in the game. Myatt takes first base on ball 4. Averill moves to third. Vosmick moves to second. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cecil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Averill scores. Vosmick scores. Myatt moves to third. It's 6-5, Indians. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Calm hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing is 0-for-2 in the game. Hebbing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil misplays the ball. That's an error on Cecil. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hebbing moves to second. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Rommel is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 5. The Indians will come to bat. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Porter bunts towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Burnett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kramer. Burnett reaches second base with a double. Porter goes all the way around to score. It's 7-5, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Vosmick hits a line drive into right field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Haas reaches second base with a double. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dykes for the out. Haas moves to third. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Haas scores. It's 7-6, Indians. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 6. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Morgan strikes out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Myatt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kramer. Myatt reaches second base with a double. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cecil hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Cecil reaches second base with a double. Myatt scores. It's 8-6, Indians. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Com takes first base on ball 4. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cecil moves to third. Com moves to second. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 3 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0 for 3 in the game. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick, who is chasing the ball. Williams reaches third base with a triple. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Rommel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's 8-7, Indians. Willis Hudlin now pitching. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Rommel moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Rommel moves to third. Haas moves to second. Wes Farrell now pitching. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dykes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Dykes reaches second base with a double. Rommel scores. Haas scores. Kramer goes all the way around to score. It's 10-8, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dykes scores. It's 11-8, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 13-8, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 13, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 4 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Burnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burnett moves to third. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Vosmick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kramer. Vosmick reaches second base with a double. Burnett scores. Averill moves to third. It's 13-9, Athletics. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Morgan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kramer. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Averill scores. Vosmick scores. It's 13-11, Athletics. Ed Majeski now catching. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Myatt takes first base on ball 4. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Cecil bunts towards the mound. Rommel fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Rommel. Morgan scores. Myatt moves to second. It's 13-12, Athletics. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Com bunts for an out. Myatt moves to third. Cecil moves to second. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Myatt scores. Cecil scores. It's 14-13, Indians. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 5 for 5 in the game, with 4 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Burnett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Athletics 13. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rommel hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Athletics 13. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Vosmick hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Morgan hits a line drive towards short. McNair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and two walks. Myatt takes first base on ball 4. Averill moves to second. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Cecil hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Athletics 13. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 4 RBIs. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan juggles the ball. That's an error on Morgan. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Dykes moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Fox reaches second base with a double. Dykes scores. Simmons goes all the way around to score. 2 runs are unearned. It's 15-14, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 15, and the Indians 14. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Com hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Com reaches second base with a double. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell strikes out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-6 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Porter hits a fly ball into right field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 5-for-6 in the game, with 4 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Burnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Com scores. It's Athletics, 15, Indians, 15. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 4-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burnett moves to third. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Averill moves to second. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Vosmek hits a line drive into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 15, and the Indians 15. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. Majeski strikes out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a triple. Williams hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rommel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Averill throws the ball into Burnett, who tags Rommel trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 15, and the Indians 15. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 3-for-6 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got three RBIs. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and three walks. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Cecil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cecil. The throw from Majeski and he is safe. Cecil steals second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Com hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 15, and the Indians 15. The Athletics will come to bat. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Haas strikes out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got four RBIs. Dykes hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 15, and the Indians 15. The Indians will come to bat. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-7 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Porter takes first base on ball four. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 6-for-7 in the game, with five singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Burnett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kramer. Burnett reaches second base with a double. Porter moves to third. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 5-for-6 in the game, with 4 singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Averill is walked intentionally. Joe Vozmik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmik is 1-for-6 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Vozmik hits a ball on the ground towards second. Williams fields it, throws to home for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Athletics 15, and the Indians 15. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 4-for-6 in the game, with a single, a double, and 2 home runs. He's got 6 RBIs. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Simmons moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. Simmons moves to third. One out. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-2 in the game. Majeski strikes out. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single and a triple. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Athletics 15, and the Indians 15. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 3-for-7 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Morgan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and 3 walks. Myatt hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 3-for-6 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Cecil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Morgan trying to get to home. Simmons throws the ball into Dykes, who relays the ball to Majeski, who tags Morgan, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Cecil moves to second. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Athletics 15, and the Indians 15. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rommel strikes out. 1 out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Haas hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-6 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-7 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 4 RBIs. Dykes hits a pop-up towards short. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Athletics 15, and the Indians 15. The Indians will come to bat. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 3 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2 for 7 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Rommel covering, for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 7 for 8 in the game, with five singles and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Burnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 5 for 6 in the game, with four singles, a home run, and two walks. He's got three RBIs. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Athletics 15, and the Indians 15. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 4 for 6 in the game, with four singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 4 for 6 in the game, with a single, a double, two home runs, and a walk. He's got six RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 7 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Athletics 15, and the Indians 15. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 7 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 4 for 8 in the game, with two singles and two doubles. He's got three RBIs. Morgan strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double and three walks. Myatt hits a fly ball into right field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the Athletics 15, and the Indians 15. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 3 in the game. Majeski hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 7 in the game, with a single and a triple. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rommel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2 for 7 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Haas hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 6 in the game, with two singles and two walks. he's got one RBI. Kramer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the Athletics 15, and the Indians 15. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 4 for 7 in the game, with 3 singles, a double, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 2 for 6 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Kham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 4 in the game. Farrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 16, with the score, the Athletics 15, and the Indians 15. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2 for 8 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 4 RBIs. Dykes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 5 for 7 in the game, with 5 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 4 for 7 in the game, with a single, a double, 2 home runs, and a walk. He's got 6 RBIs. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 17-15, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 8 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 4 in the game. Majeski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil misplays the ball. That's an error on Cecil. Majeski moves to second. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 7 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 16, with the score, the Athletics 17, and the Indians 15. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2 for 8 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Porter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Porter reaches second base with a double. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 8 for 9 in the game, with 6 singles and 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Burnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Porter moves to third. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 5 for 7 in the game, with 4 singles, a home run, and 2 walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Porter scores. One out. It's 17-16, Athletics. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1 for 8 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Vosmek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burnett moves to third. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 4 for 9 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Morgan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burnett scores. Vosmek moves to second. It's Athletics, 17, Indians, 17. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-6 in the game, with a double and 3 walks. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. Vosmak moves to third. 2 outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 4-for-8 in the game, with 3 singles, a double, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Cecil hits a fly ball into center field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 17, with the score, the Athletics 17, and the Indians 17. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 3-for-6 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rommel hits a pop-up towards short. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-8 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-7 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Kramer strikes out. Myatt drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Kramer out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 17, with the score, the Athletics 17, and the Indians 17. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2-for-7 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Com takes first base on ball 4. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-5 in the game. Farrell bunts towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. Com moves to second. 1 out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 3-for-9 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Porter hits a fly ball into right field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 9-for-10 in the game, with 7 singles and 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Burnett hits a fly ball into center field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 18, with the score, the Athletics 17, and the Indians 17. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 3-for-9 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 4 RBIs. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 5-for-8 in the game, with 5 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 5-for-8 in the game, with a single, a double, 3 home runs, and a walk. He's got 8 RBIs. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-9 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmak. McNair reaches second base with a double. Vosmak throws the ball into Com, who tags McNair trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Fox goes all the way around to score. It's 18-17, Athletics. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 18, with the score, the Athletics 18, and the Indians 17. the Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 5-for-8 in the game, with 4 singles, a home run, and 2 walks. He's got 4 RBIs. Averill strikes out. 1 out. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmak is 2-for-9 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Vosmak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 5-for-10 in the game, with 3 singles and 2 doubles. He's got 4 RBIs. Morgan strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 18, and Cleveland Indians, 17. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.